Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, a Reiki master teacher and medium and author of The Living Spirit, which shares insights on the universal laws of energy and how to maximize intuition and our innate healing system for manifesting optimal conditions for health, happiness, and prosperity for our physical and spiritual growth. Today, I am most delighted to welcome Max Corradi, author of The Seven Laws of Reality and Being, and his newest book, Cures Without Side Effects, a practical guide describing different healing methods and therapies using the subconscious mind, nutraceutical therapy, phytotherapy, oligotherapy, low-dose medicine, and physiological regulating medicine. Hello, Max.
Hello, Cheryl, and just thank you for having me on the show, and hi to everyone listening to the show as well.
It will be so informative for so many of our listeners, and I have read your material, and it's so self-explanatory and so wonderful to really understand so much about the mind, who we are, where we come from, and life and energy in general. Max, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, on this show, we seek answers and a clearer perspective for understanding our human and also spiritual or energetic qualities, or the dual nature of life, always in search of a greater awareness and higher consciousness of the history of evolution, and to discover the most practical means to live in a physical world using all aspects of traditional allopathic medicine and alternative healing methodologies for our most successful life journey. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will offer certain ways for listeners to cure themselves without side effects, living and working in London, and a member of the British Register of Complementary Practitioners. Max Corradi has graduated with honors in homeopathy and homotoxicology and has obtained a specialist diploma in physiological regulating medicine. Max, you have quite a lot of credentials, and I often begin by asking my guest to think back to a childhood memory or experience, as I find many authors and guests were aware at an early age of their talents, interests, or values, and their challenges, and these challenges may have helped them find their life destiny. So please, just remember back to your earliest life memory or experience.
Yes, well, basically, when I was growing up, I had always this dream that I could originally, actually, when I was really, really young, I wanted to be a magician. So that was the original idea. But I think because at that early stage, I think that I was thinking magic as a kind of a form of energy. So like a way to see the world through a kind of magnifying glass. So, and then basically I developed from there. I got interested in music, also another form of healing, which I use sometimes, especially drumming, tribal drumming, and then basically from there I developed the interest in homeopathy, basically through an experience. I was going through some rough time at the time, and my mother actually brought me to an homeopath. In Italy, that was Milan, and I think that experience kind of stuck to me because then later on I developed a more precise interest in all sorts of healing, you know, without side effects, a way to cure that you can that's basically doesn't damage you at the same time as curing you.
You know, Max, I think you were already having an awakening experience as a young person, becoming aware of your inner vision and soul possibilities. Many people, you know, live a while before that starts to happen for them, but some people are born with an inner wisdom or a remembrance something deep from maybe before being born, and it leads them to want to do certain things in life. So your challenge of a health issue brought you to a person who showed you a way to help yourself and others. And you said, yes, I can do this. I will do this. It's like it was a calling at almost a very young age.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely. That experience kind of opened a magic box where I could tap into and find all sorts of different ways, you know. And yes, I mean, obviously what works for me, I think might work for others. So
the box was already open. You were asking the questions, and then the answers and the opportunities came in for you to develop. We have to ask and we have to be aware, and that's the way we can achieve our best, most interesting and exciting and most beneficial life experience. So please, let's go on to tell about your first book, The Seven Laws of Reality and Being, as it refers to the seven hermetic principles for achieving new life conditions and circumstances. I mean, isn't that what we want, to understand our life condition and circumstances so we can create the best run of it while we're here in this physical realm? You might want to express your definition of the hermetic system of healing first.
Yes. Well, first I'd like to talk about how that book came about. Basically, I have been practicing meditation, yoga, and been researching and studying Western and Eastern philosophy for the last 20 years. So mainly I've been practicing a form of Buddhist and Hindu meditation, and also I've been most lucky because I have met many interesting Western practitioners of the ancient art of alchemy and spagyric medicine. So the book came about because I wanted to basically reveal this very, very old ancient wisdom, which is the hermetic wisdom, and how this wisdom basically can be found in all sorts of different Western and Eastern traditions, spiritual traditions. And in that book, precisely that, I basically speak about these seven principles which basically rule our world, the universe, ourselves, our minds. And I've tried to my best to show some parallelisms with all the different traditions, going from our Christian tradition to the Buddhist to the Hindu tradition, and yes, so basically, I don't know if I did a good job. I hope I did, but I tried to sort of unify the wisdom that is present in all different traditions, spiritual traditions.
Max, I think you did a great job, and you talked about the concept of oneness and truth and the principle of mind. And in my new book, The Living Spirit, in a different way, I try to show that until people have this knowledge, it is the foundation for them understanding themselves and for them to create like magic. But it's not really magic.
Yes.
It's really understanding the laws of the universe and how to live life and play the game of life, having an understanding of this. So tell us something about the principle of mind and this concept of oneness and truth that is necessary for all healers to know and to help their clients or patients know, so that they can see themselves for who they are and then create the life that's best for them, no matter what the circumstances. So tell us something about that.
Yes. Okay. So basically, I just wanted to say also something about what you said about people regarding certain teaching as magic. But yes, of course, it seems like magic. But in my book, I explain that for someone that has never experienced or has never studied physics in university, the idea of building a skyscraper, it really looks like magic. So if you could imagine that, someone that has never, you know, that never seen anything like that, or even like someone that has never seen an airplane, you know, when you if you see an airplane, you do not, you think that's magic. So but but it's not magic. It's just that certain laws of physics and chemistry, and so you can work with these things, with these principles, and then all sorts of things can happen. You can build airplane, you can go to the moon, you can travel space, and for us it's all given. Or for us it's normal, but unfortunately we have lost the hidden knowledge, the deeper knowledge, the knowledge about mind. Although psychology has done a great deal of research, but the way we regard mind is always a kind of like a chemistry, a brain, or just thoughts, and you're never really able to see that underneath, deep within, there is a oneness, a kind of awareness. The great mind, the great mind is ourselves. So basically, the oneness comes from the fact that it's beyond thoughts, beyond concepts. There is a kind of a one ongoing, all-penetrating awareness, which has infinite potentiality, and it can manifest as anything. It can manifest as thoughts, emotions. It's actually the source, or even the physical reality. Which of course at the moment we it seems completely outside of ourselves, the five elements. But in reality, this physical reality is energy. And what is energy if not mind? So if you trace back, you arrive at the conclusion experientially, and you can do that through meditation. And also in the book, I explain very, very in a very simple way how to start with concentration, what is meditation, and what is the final goal of meditation, which is basically the final goal is to know yourself,
Absolutely, yes, that is the goal because that is the opening for so many possibilities to create and manifest a physical life and a spiritual life. Now, you would be surprised, Max, but many people believed that mind and brain are the same. And mind is a state, a belief of energy or connection to the oneness of the universe. As they say, the universe is within us, and we are the universe at the same time. So there's quite a big difference, and most people don't know this. Most people, when they talk of the mind, they talk of the brain. They're referring to that. But we're talking about the mind in a different way here. We're almost talking about the mind as the oneness and whole story of creation and evolution and God. So how can we summarize God in three main points?
Absolutely, yes. Actually, this remind me that my next book is which will be out just after the summer. It will be called Infinite Faces of God, and in this new book that I'm basically finalizing at the moment, I try to explain in Western terminology, in the terminology that we know. What is, God? Because there are many, of course, many traditions, many religions. But in this new book, I will try to basically summarize. I mean, using all the knowledge that we have. I mean, to try to give some answers. And basically, yes, at the end, God is this oneness, this mind, which is the source of all sentient beings' minds. So we are within this, we are not only within, but we are this mind. It's just that we have kind of lost the knowledge, the consciousness of it. We just don't know. We're kind of lost. It's like being lost in space in a way. And you can find this explained in not just the Hermetic tradition. The Hermetic tradition speaks about this, but also the Buddhist traditions. The Buddhist tradition in there is one branch of the Buddhist tradition is called the mind-only tradition. And in a mind only, the idea is that also in the Buddhist tradition says all the worlds are mind, all the three worlds are mind only, and also in many different traditions you find these principles. It's not just what it's not just one invention of one tradition or one point of view.
You know, all traditions are looking for the same thing, the truth. And I love the way that you described God. And I'm going to read it here because I have it here. You said God is immanent and formless, pure or essential being and pure consciousness. Manifestations appear in God and through God's power, but God is not its creator. God never acts intentionally as God, has neither an ego, a will, nor a desire to act. God just is as it is. God's individuality is the illusion that we are not identical with God. When the illusion is dispelled, what remains is God, and what remains is each of our souls as part of that mind consciousness. And you couldn't have said it better. Every tradition seeks that knowledge, but sometimes old belief systems lead us to believe of God as a form, like we are in the physical form, forgetting that we also are in energy, and that is what survives consciousness or physical death.
Yes, and if one doesn't know this, it's almost like it's almost like the beginning. It's like if you miss the beginning of the story, then the whole story, it's like it gets a little bit awkward.
It falls apart.
So,
the whole story falls apart. And then people believe in the duality, the separation. And in this separation is created illusion and fear. And all the lower negative emotions, we, as humans, act badly because we have lost track of the fact that there is no separation. It is in the oneness that we come to know we are capable of such beautiful things and goodness that is at the height and the truth of this oneness concept, which is really reality. So what was your intention for writing this book?
My intention was exactly that, is to show that all the different spiritual and non-spiritual traditions point to the same truth. They are pointing in the same direction. They're using different terminology. They're using different concepts because human beings through the ages have changed. So you cannot say the same thing with the same words. You have to tailor for the person, for the people, for the beings that you have in front. So what I'm trying to do in the book is to show that this is the underlying principle, the main principle, the essential principle. It's always there. It's always there. And if you study the seven laws according to the Hermetic teaching, in these seven laws, seven principles, you can find and you can find all sorts of different teachings from other traditions which apply, which can be subsumed, which can be described by these seven laws. For example, the first one, everything is mind. I already said that you can find this in other traditions. Then you have the principle of cause and effect, and of course that it's karma, as they call it in the East, and now it's become quite fashionable to use it in the West, but in reality that is just the principle of cause and effect. You can call it karma if you want, but it's one of the seven principles. And then you have the principle of vibration, which is basically sound. Again, sound. How does the Bible start? You know, the Bible starts the word of God. You know, God was, you know, he got emanated through sound. So again, that is the principle of vibration. Vibration is sound, and so on. So basically, to answer your question, my idea was to bring to oneness, to bring to a bring to the essence. We don't have time nowadays to study everything. There's just isn't enough time.
Well,
we're
I think
too busy.
Yeah, Max, I also think you give the following quote, and I think this is also the reason you wrote your book. Reality or life or existence is like a play or a game, but if you don't know the rules, it can and does easily turn into the worst nightmare. And that's what that's what we were just talking about. That's why you wrote your book, and that's why I wrote my book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love. Because in sharing this view of universal energy and the all-pervasive effect it has on the life we create, we must know the game of life and begin to remember who we are, where we come from, and where we ultimately return. And I wrote this: human suffering, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, is a separation from love, honor, courage, and freedom. that every soul holds within them. I would hope we would seek the more humane and divine aspects of ourselves and then move away from all fear and suffering to love. But still, until that is accomplished, suffering exists, and it is only with greater love that we may conquer it. So the rules are to know who we are as divine beings and understand that the mind and physical life are not indivisible from each other. And when you know this truism, that is the first awareness in order to play the game. Right?
Yes.
And
yes, totally.
That is your hope.
Totally agree.
Then it is
yes.
My hope. Please tell us something of the concept of impermanence and an awakened being or enlightenment, because we also hope people will start to seek a way to find more comfort in who they are as an enlightened spark of the universe and divine essence or soul, part of this one mind. So tell us something about that.
Okay, so first let's speak about impermanence. Impermanence is basically a fact. It's an undeniable fact. You know, if we observe everything we observe, we can see that it's impermanent. So there's no much philosophy about it. It's just a fact. Everything and anything changes, is in constant change. Why? Because energy is in movement. It cannot be stopped. So nothing can stop energy. And since everything is energy, or even mind, everything has to be impermanent, and the fact that everything is impermanent shouldn't be something to be sad about or be depressed about. It's just the flow of energy, and if one knows that, it's like basically swimming in the ocean. If you know where the current goes, you can go with it, and everything is fine. But if you don't know, then you start struggling, and so basically our struggle is because we try to
control,
make something.
Yeah, we
control,
try to control things.
Yeah, to make something impermanent as permanent, because we don't know that actually there is a side of us which can be said to be permanent, although that side of us is actually beyond permanence and impermanence. But you know, if we want to call it, you know, if you want to have a concept of it, we could say it is permanent. That's our true nature. Our true nature is timeless. So whatever is timeless is also, you know, it cannot be impermanent. But everything else that manifests within time and space is the flow of energy, is the flow, it's our own flow. So impermanence, it's basically a fact. It's basically the nature of how energy functions, is how we functions. But underneath that, at the very core, at the very essential core, there is a permanent side, almost something that is beyond permanence and impermanence. That is our true nature. That is the source. So there is nothing,
well,
you know, if one...
Yeah, Max, yeah. I call that the soul or the essence of life or the mind aspect that is eternally, forever, with that source of creation. Some people call it God, and that is true. That is sort of immortal. So that is the aspect that is our real essence, and the physical world is just a manifestation of our thoughts to create something to learn more about life and the beauty and goodness of this eternal nature, I believe that
yes.
to be. So tell us very briefly something of your book, Cures Without Side Effects.
Yes, okay. First of all, I want to say that all my books that regard to medicine or alternative medicine, they always start with healing using the mind. I always start with that because, like, sometimes we read books, you read books about alternative medicine, and they're all very interesting, but the source is the mind. If you don't start with that, you're always starting at number two. You never start at number one. If you never start at number one, there's always something missing. So all my books, well, this book and my, you know, all the other books that I would write, I will always talk about the mind first. So the chapter one is healing using the mind, and I explain again a little bit of meditation, concentrations, how you to use what is consciousness, just not so much in details as in the seven laws of reality, but just a little bit, just to give an understanding how you can use the mind. The mind is the source of healing.
So it is a mind-body-soul connection, and that is multidimensional healing beyond just thinking of the physical body. I want to thank you, Max Corradi, author of The Seven Laws of Reality and Being and Cures Without Side Effects. Both books are approaches to understanding the true nature of our physical and spiritual lives, so we may access the best of both worlds in maintaining a balance of well-being and prosperity in our life journey. For more information, go to homeobiotherapy.com or Amazon.com max-karate/EBOOGXDNPOIS. And this will all be in the write-up with this show for you to find. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have discussed many of the universal laws of energy in a way to understand our true potential and connection to all of life, the mind, the universe, and the dynamic evolution of theory and fact to explain how we might begin to embrace a greater view of humanity and healing on a multidimensional level of the mind in order to achieve new life conditions and fulfillment. As Max and I suggest, it is only possible to live in truth if one moves beyond beliefs, illusions, and or ignorance to a greater reality and oneness of purpose. Max wrote, "Each separate individual is capable of producing an individually limited reality, which unfolds according to precise and unchangeable laws. This individual limited reality is then shared with other beings with a similar conditioned, limited, or periscopic mindset through these same laws. From infinite, timeless, selfless, and all-pervading pure being, one ends up as a sentient being imprisoned by all dualities, dualistic concepts, and with dualistic intentions and aims, with all their infinite consequences. From timeless, all-invading awareness, one ends up as the dimmed awareness of dualistic consciousness." In my book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, and as an intuitive healer medium who lives with one foot in the physical world and one in the world of infinite energy beyond time and space and in the mind of the eternal unfolding world of creation, I echo Max's thought in what I wrote. Open your heart. Spiritual evolution requires us to let go of past disappointments and reopen our hearts and minds to the truth of who we are. We must accept ourselves with all our talents and limitations and then recognize what people or events can assist us in getting past any restriction. In other words, who or what is it that will make your heart sing? Max and I would hope for those seekers who begin to improve their journey of self-awareness and self-investigation, the rewards for moving forward into a clearer and more accurate awareness of life, and the principles of oneness of mind, for peace, harmony, and an endless flow of love and joy for the gift of life. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and I invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to listen to and read about the advances in the metaphysical world of science, medicine, education, and the arts, and to discover your inner sense of freedom and personal power. Also go to webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.